for Mr. Blake.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Hello, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to address you today.
Absolutely.
My name is Johannes Sayer. I live in the villages at Red Mill Pond. We're a common interest development of 524 homes at the roughly at the northeast corner of Route 9 and Sweetbriar Road. So that's about 1.5 miles west of the proposed location for North Star. I speak representing myself and some of my fellow residents of our community, several of whom are here today. I do not in any way represent our homeowners association or community corporation. We're just owners communicating with you today. Many of our residents are gravely concerned about the effects North Star would have on our immediate neighborhood and the region. We've gathered 212 signatures from our residents on a petition expressing those concerns, which I just submitted to Mr. Whitehouse. I'm gonna kind of walk through, I'm not gonna read the petition text verbatim. We are residents of the villages at Red Mill Pond. We oppose the North Star Development Project 2023-14 as currently proposed, which would be located a short distance east of our community. Our community would be directly affected by the 13,359 daily vehicle trips North Star is projected to add to area roads. Traffic on Route 9 now regularly backs up west to Minos Conway Road from 5 intersection on off-season weekdays outside of rush hour. Current plans to dualize Route 9 westward end at Sweetbriar Road, making that intersection a choke point we would have to transit to access our community. Area traffic is already often impassable as development would worsen that problem. Route 9 is the major emergency evacuation route westward from the Lewis area. Our community is in evacuation zones B and D. In an emergency, the additional traffic produced by this project would worsen congestion in the evacuation path, which can already be anticipated to be grave to impassable. Local emergency responder agencies already report that they're understaffed to keep pace with local population growth. The fact that retirees are a substantial proportion of new residents, and as senior citizens contribute a higher number of calls for service per person, compounds this problem. The population growth brought by the 852 residences proposed by the project can be anticipated to have a similar demographic mix and will further exacerbate the problem. The same problems exist with the availability of health care for the same reasons and with the same expectation of future worsening and impacts from this project. Last, this project would add another projected 210 students to Cape Henlopen School District. That was a number we were working with. In a time when the district is already struggling to pay for infrastructure to support new student arrivals, which are currently increasing every year. Before property development projects are approved, particularly ones of the scale of North Star, county government and all other stakeholders need to form and implement a practicable plan for limiting the population growth such projects introduce to stay within the limits of available natural and municipal resources. So that's the end of the petition. Mechanics, we checked the signatures against our community directory and we removed duplicates and invalid names. So I realize it's not like a ballot petition, but we claim that all the names are valid.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Thank you very much.
Indeed, thank you. Okay.